In Haiti, the killing of President Jovenel Moïse shocked the nation. But according to security officials, criminal gangs took over large swaths of the capital during Moïse's time in office. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Port-au-Prince.
73-year-old Marie-Renée Bonnet spent most of her life in the Martissant neighborhood of Port-au-Prince. She raised her children there. But 5 weeks ago, the situation became intolerable.
I was at my daughter's house and we heard shots. And we watched out to a church to pray. Then we were forced to leave the shrine. We went to take refuge with friends, but when we arrived, I found my friends packing up to leave their house.
Gang members were moving street by street through the neighborhood of cinder block and sheet metal homes, looting, shooting, taking whatever they wanted. Police had abandoned the local barracks months earlier. That was the last night Bonnet spent at her own house. Tears well up in her eyes when she describes how she fled the next morning with six members of her family taking only what they could carry.
From the beginning, people have been dying. People have been shot. Nobody says, no, this can't continue. And now the situation is getting worse.
Her son, Junior Millien, says a friend from church let the seven of them move into one of his kids' bedrooms in a neighborhood on the other side of Port-au-Prince from Martissant.
We just sleep on the floor. We put some sheets, then we sleep on the floor.
Sheets on a rough concrete floor. He says he wanted to go back to Martissant to try to get more of their belongings.
So when we tried to get back, there was a lot of shooting, and they say they shoot on people. If you come in your house to take your thing, they will shoot on you.
One of his former neighbors drove past his mother's house and told him that the home had been ransacked.
We learned recently that they took everything.
Bonnet says they've become refugees in their own city. And this family is not alone. The UN says that nearly 15,000 people have been forced from their homes in Port-au-Prince just over the last 6 weeks. Critics of President Moïse say through indifference and some charge malice, he allowed gangs to take over the most destitute areas of the capital. Doctors Without Borders shut down its clinic in Martissant after it was attacked on June 26th. The previous month, one of their staff was robbed and killed. And in February, according to the country director Julian Bartoletti, gun battles forced the medical charity to move its burn unit out of a clinic near Cité Soleil.
Because now in Douya, we are close to a front line. Huh? It's like a war context in some neighborhoods. You have some front lines, but us, we can't have patients in a burnt ward with this high level of insecurity.
Bartoletti says the rising levels of violence is the biggest challenge to Doctors Without Borders operations in Haiti right now. Attorney Samuel Madistan agrees the instability is no accident. He says President Moïse gave the gangs carte blanche to do just about whatever they want.
Those gangs have impunity, official impunity. No trial for any gang since 2 years.
Madistan is a criminal defense attorney, but after Moïse took office, the number of trials started to dry up. Just as Moïse let parliament dissolve and never held elections to reinstate it, the slain president allowed the judicial system to collapse. Courts shut down as judges weren't appointed to fill empty seats. Prosecutors stopped filing charges. Suspects languished in jail. Madistan says he hasn't had a single case go to trial since 2018.
And every day, you have people kill, you have people rape, you have every day kidnap, every day. And they do nothing to stop this bad situation. Nothing.
Madistan openly describes himself as an opponent of Jovenel Moïse. As a matter of principle, however, he wants justice for the former president. And he's hoping that the case against the killers of President Moïse will be the first step in rebuilding Haiti's justice system. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.